Hello and welcome to the My PT Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Devin DeBoer. I'm a physical therapist with 21 years of experience. This is a show for therapists by therapists where we have candid conversations and we share real life experiences and the challenges we face every day in our rehabilitation lives. Our goal is to provide advice to hopefully be the best therapist you can be. Thanks for listening and don't forget to subscribe. Let us know if there are any topics you would like to hear about. Today we're going to talk about the history of My PT Solutions, and I'm joined today by my longtime friend and business partner, John Hireman.
Glad to be here.
A couple of things I wanted to just, you know, why the history of My PT Solutions, and I was thinking about this, and if I had to jump back, you know, 15 years ago and somebody would come to me and tell me their story of how they started any business, really, I would... It's really, if you're thinking about doing a business, this might be helpful for you. And second is, you know, sometimes you get burned out in the traditional clinical PT or OT or speech role, and you're looking for something different, and we're doing just that. You know, we're still working as clinicians, but we're also taking a couple days a week, two in my case and three in John's case, to do something different than the traditional clinical role. And so I just wanted to, we thought it'd be helpful to kind of tell you our story as as interesting as it is,
yeah, kind of back developed over the years. So.
As a back way of doing it, but so here we go.
Yeah. It's been about 10 years that, or a little over 10 years that we've been together, so.
Yeah.
And it's been great. So I'm really appreciative of you and that whole situation that we kind of endeavored on, and turned out as well as I could have expected, with some hiccups along the way.
Well, let's start way back. I first met you in PT school.
Yep.
I don't remember the class, but I remember figuring out where you lived.
Yeah.
And thinking I always liked to bike, and then you liked the bike too. You were way more into biking than I was at the time.
I don't know how we got going on biking or how that ever came to be. I don't quite remember. I just remember that you were right on the way home, and that was a perfect spot to park, and then riding in together was great.
So. Was it like 11, 12 miles from my house? And I was always about, I was thinking about saving gas money at the time, in one car at the time, so I was like, make this as practical as possible. So
It was really good to ride in, and we got exercise and they had showers there, so it was perfect. Another way to get to know you. So.
Yeah, and we would ride there, and basically we always had the same glasses, so it wasn't that wasn't an issue at all. Ride back, and then you'd hop in your car and go home. And
Some days we battled 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, and we were married at the time, so we kind of skipped the whole going out to the bar scene after classes. A lot of times we just rode home and said, all right, see ya. We got the boring married life going, but it was fine with me,
That was perfect.
And so, you were at Hope at the time, right?
Yeah. So we were, my wife and I are resident directors at Hope College, and we were working a little bit there too, so I was putting in some hours working.
Yeah, that's right.
And so between that and studying and doing the whole PT thing, it was a full-time gig, so I remember being very busy.
And then we really bonded over our master's thesis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What an experience that was.
Yeah. So I was extremely blessed with both you and Robert. So I just thought that was a great fit. But probably one of the least fun things that I think we've done in school is doing our master thesis. So
can we remember the name of what the PCI stands for? Performance
cost index.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot what the C was.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's probably five people you can count on one hand that have read that.
Two of them were in our review board there.
Right. Yeah.
And this probably one of the more scarier moments in my life was sitting in their final review and one of our professors saying, "What did he say again?"
Well, he said, I want to tell you guys that you did a really good job presenting, and I wanted to tell you that before I tell you what's really messed up with the paper.
That's right. I thought right then and there I was going to not pass physical therapy school.
Yeah.
Seriously, remember, went through my head.
I remember all of our guts just dropped out. We're like, what?
And thanks be to God, Jim Meadows, the chair, after about him railing on us for what was it, four minutes, just going off and on. Yeah. And then Jim finally, like, didn't he, like, interrupt him and say, I'm sorry, Art, but I think you have the wrong copy?
Yeah, yeah. Or he was starting to tell us stuff. And we're like, no, that's not right. You know, like, no, that was like three versions ago. And I remember, that was something. So.
Oh, my. That was probably top five of my most scariest moments of my life.
The sweet thing of that, though, was once he told him he had the wrong version, he didn't comment.
He didn't say another word.
He didn't say anything after that.
No, he didn't.
So our roughest critic got silent.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know what was...
That was a total blessing in disguise. It went from pure fear to pure euphoria.
Yeah. That was quite the relief.
Oh, my.
So
we graduated,
yep.
Obviously, and I went to Northern Mission Hospital in Petoskey. It's McLaren now. And you went right away to...
I went to Allegan. I did one of my internships there, so it worked out. So they wanted me on board, and it was close to home, so that was pretty good.
I was through a great company called West Michigan Rehab, right?
Yeah.
They had the contract there. I think they still do, don't they?
I believe so, yeah. They're still in Hamilton, too.
Yeah, good company.
Yeah.
And we stayed in touch periodically, right?
Yeah. Little bit, and I think you ended up coming back to town though, and I think you had a change of job, and you had worked for Len too, correct? You had done an internship.
Yes, I was in school and I was a tech for a long time.
That's right. Yep.
And he offered me a job out of school, and I thought, you know, if I go there, I'm going to be here for life, and I wanted to experience it because I was a tech there for 3 years. Then I worked there while I was in school. Well, I was a tech for a year before I got into school, and then I was there for 3 years and kind of knew the system. And I was just ready for a get out of the system and learn something, kind of get out of the nest, so to speak.
Yep. And Petoskey was good for that.
Oh, yeah. I had five different scenarios that I were in. They had a rotation initially when I got there, so you started out in acute care, then you went to outpatient, then you did a wound care, and then you did subacute, then you flipped it back around, and you did like 6 month rotation. That was perfect. I highly recommend that for anybody who's gonna who's not set on a certain area. That was great for me to kind of experience all of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was great. And we touched base, if I remember right, just kind of off and on.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of, hey, what's up, whatever. And then a couple times you had said, hey, you know, there's openings up at Allegan again.
And
didn't you, if I remember right, when we were in PT school, didn't you already plant the seed of us doing business? Didn't you like say, hey, we could own a clinic someday?
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to own my own clinic. I mean, I knew that from the beginning, and I just didn't know how to get there, really. But I remember saying to you and Robert, especially when we were doing our thesis, saying, hey, yeah, you know, we're a good team. We should open a clinic together. And I remember, you know, back in school, you guys were like, yeah, right. Like, we never do that. And I didn't think that was
exactly my thought.
I don't think I ever imagined that you would come around and say yes to that.
No,
it's not in your interest at all.
My wife's family's from around here in the West Michigan area, and so then when we were just talking a couple times, we come back and. At one point, I think I talked to you, and then we were coming down for vacation, and you said, hey, there's a couple openings where I'm at. So then I called your boss, Len, and said, hey, can I interview when I come down on vacation? And then, like, a month later, I was here. So we worked together at Allegan for a year and a half before you moved back?
Something like that. And then I started a small clinic in Hamilton, still through West Michigan Rehab, so... I was in Hamilton, so I think we were still working at the same company, what, another 3-4 years, maybe?
Yeah, 3.5, because I was there almost 6, I think.
Yeah.
And I think it was under 2 that we worked together at Allegan before they started that other clinic there.
Yeah. But then we were meeting up at in Holland
with
a group, and kind of the management team was up there. And
so Once a month or so, right?
Yeah. So we were meeting up there and going over... management type roles, but we'd see each other once a week, which was nice.
Yeah.
So
And then, I don't know what it was. You asked me, like, hey, you think about doing a clinic? What was it? Probably a year before we ever jumped onto this, the travel adventure.
Yeah.
And I was still like, no. But then it was, my wheels started turning, and I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to be doing what I'm doing the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't know what sparked me to ask you, but I just remember talking to my good friend Lori, who was a receptionist.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got talking about it, and just talking about our lives and what we were doing. And I just said, yeah, it's always my dream to open a clinic, and I still want to do that. And I said, I don't know if that's possible to do with this company, with West Michigan Rehab or not. But, you know, I would really, I'd want to open, you know, a clinic with somebody. I don't think I'd want to take that on myself. And, and I, you know, went through all the people that I knew and I talked to and trusted, and I'm going to ask Devin just to stop by the office and then, chat with him a little bit. And,
and that was the first time I was like, I remember stopping in Hamilton going, you know, I think I want to walk down this road and see what this looks like. And it was like, what, didn't we meet kind of regularly there for 4 to 6 months, I think?
Yeah, let me backtrack just a little bit, because I remember calling you in there and saying, yeah, I think it'd be great for us to start a business, and what do you think? And I remember you responding to me like, yeah, let me go talk to Chris about it. I'm like, well, that's a big no. Like, that's not going to happen. That's a good sign. Like, we've heard that one before, right? I got to talk to so-and-so.
She was fine with
that. Basically meant no.
I mean, which is crazy to think about at the time. You had three at the time, right? Three kids at the time? All under what? How old were your kids at the time?
Yeah. Well, it's been 10 years, right? I mean, 11 years. So, Emma is my youngest, and she's 13 right now.
So you had three. Two.
So
how old was Gary?
So 3, 6, 8 were my kids. Yeah.
And 10 years ago, I had a senior in high school, and I had four others. So I had down to 7-year-old was my youngest at the time. 7 to 17, because our kids are 10 years old.
Yeah. When you say that, it doesn't make much sense to start.
No! Which leads to why we thought to ourselves, we can't. Then we do the math of what it would take to, like, pay ourselves, pay the loan, pay, get a building, and all that stuff would be like $150,000 to $200,000 at the time to start a clinic.
Yeah.
Both of us were like, we can't take on that debt, right? Because we have, I mean, our families are young yet. So.
Yeah. And I think at the time that I wanted to do something, I just wanted control or a piece of the pie or, you know, something like that. Just have an open ceiling. It felt like we were kind of in a, you know, we were kind of blocked. I mean, we weren't going to really
advance.
We were very well taken care of, but I just wanted to advance. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's just something new, something different. And
if you don't own it, you can't make the decisions,
right.
Really, if you think about it. So.
And so, you know, originally I thought, well, let's approach our current owner or the company we were working with and see if they wanted to do something together as a joint venture.
Right.
And, you know, that really didn't, I don't think that was very appealing. To management at the time, which I can understand. They didn't want to take on a new partner or start a new venture, and you know, they would lose a couple PTs in the process.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and I don't know when we exactly switched over from let's start an outpatient clinic to let's do a staffing business.
I don't think a dream ever really died initially. We were like, well, let's save some money.
Yeah.
And then we'll open up our clinic. Because after we did some looking, and one of the big players is in our area is Priority Health, and at the time they had about 25% of the market share, and they were not open to any new PT providers. Remember that?
Yeah.
I actually went there and tried to talk to them a couple times and got like doors shut in my face all around. So it was a big risk to start out without having to be able to cover 25% of your population.
Yeah. And to get approved by Medicare, you had to work 90 days without getting paid as well. That was another hurdle where,
equipment, rent, pay, you know, survive for a while and wait on Medicare / if we're going to get Priority Health.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense, you know.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's save some money by doing the travel gig.
Yeah. And I know that was your idea. That was either you or Chris came up with that, but to do travel.
I
remember you. Well, it was one of the evenings that we were getting together, and you came over and suggested that. And
really?
Yeah, I remember you saying, "What do you think about doing some travel stuff I would get going in that. And I, you know, as I thought about that, I thought, well, that's a great idea, because running the clinic in Hamilton, there were times where we were super busy.
Right. Yeah.
And we'd only bill like one unit per patient. You'd see four an hour. Mm-hmm. One. You wouldn't bill any more than if you were seeing two people. You know,
right.
You were just cramming them in there when you were really busy.
Right.
And then when you were really slow, you didn't have anybody to see.
Yep.
So then you were non-productive. So,
right.
I thought that was a great idea, because if we started a clinic and we had travelers,
yes.
When you're busy, you pull a traveler in.
Yep.
When you're slow, you farm them out.
Yep.
You know, so I thought that was a great idea. So.
Well, I don't know if I think it was probably a joint effort. I don't know if I thought that myself. But anyways, we probably came up with it together.
You suggested that. I know that you suggested it. I think I was pretty bent on that.
I remember talking to a gentleman at Spectrum. And I'm dropping his name right now. This is terrible. Our first...
Not Steve, is it?
No, it was the other gentleman at Blondie.
Scott?
Scott Newell.
Yeah,
that was right. So Scott, think... The Lord took us both.
Yes.
And
they'd never done a contract before.
No.
Spectrum.
Like the biggest provider in the area had never done a Spectrum. They took two new travelers.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
To think about what we did.
Yeah.
Was just audacious. So
yeah.
It was just crazy.
Yeah.
But I think we were significantly cheaper than our competition.
That very well could be.
And we both left our jobs for a 3-month contract. Remember that?
Yep.
I remember my dad sitting me down going, "So, do you know what you're doing?" And I was like, "Well, Dad, no, I probably can find another job, you know?" But he's like, "Really, son?" I'm like, "You got five kids. What are you doing?"
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like your kid leaving a really good job to go start a painting career something like that.
What are you doing?
Don't do that. But
so then we did 3 months. I think, did we start in like December?
We did. Well, yeah.
November,
right,
December, something like that.
Right at the beginning of the new year is when we were really, I think we just went in a little bit before Christmas. And
yeah.
We maybe helped over the break a little bit with people being
there.
But then then it was full-time gig once we got back into January.
So, and 3 months turned into...
Two years.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
About that?
We had 2 years there that they kept extending us.
And the biking theme continues, because we got to tell you this little story too. So we both live in West Michigan, and there's a nice bike path. What is it, like 7 miles long?
Yeah.
From Jenison into Grand Rapids. And then we had probably 2 miles-ish on city streets.
Yep.
To Butterworth, and then at the time
I was
at
Butterworth,
and I was at Blodgett. I had maybe a half mile more or something at Blodgett, and now were they merged at the time? I think they were. They were the same. They were Spectrum at the time, right?
Yep.
It was fairly new though, right? So we would meet in the morning there and ride our bikes in, and then we'd meet at night and ride back. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't know if it's going to get any better than this.
Yep. I remember that too. And then, because we were working in Spectrum, a lot of people started asking us about traveling.
Yes.
And people wanted to think about traveling. And
yes.
We ended up picking up a couple more people to travel with us in Spectrum. So
two,
we had four.
Four of us,
in that 2-year period.
And then the rug got pulled out.
And the wheels fell off.
So we had four people on staff. And I remember Steve, bless his heart, gave us, what, a 2-month notice or something like that?
Yeah, it was something like that. But they were cutting all contracts. So
It's scary. Yeah. That was another top 10 scary moment.
And we had just hired a sales gal.
Yeah,
so
we did.
We hired, I shouldn't say gal. We hired Jessica.
Jessica, yes.
Yeah, was outstanding. But,
amen, yes.
But she came on board, and she came on board like October, maybe?
Something like that.
Or beginning of November. And
mm-hmm.
We were just starting. She was brand new,
mm-hmm.
and you know, wasn't too long into it. And we told her, "Yep, we don't have jobs anymore."
By the way,
so the pressure's on. You gotta find this job, or this thing's falling apart really fast.
And she was a trooper. And I remember Christmas Eve. I stopped in. I was going to Chicago, where my folks lived at the time. And I stopped in to sign with Rest Haven with Agility.
to work there on Christmas Eve, my way on vacation. That's when I knew I had work.
Yeah.
After Christmas break.
Yep.
Because we were done at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then did you move to...
I think I went to Bronson.
Okay.
And I might have done like two contracts at Bronson. And then that was done. And then I ended up jumping around a little bit. I did some agility, and I might have moved to Rest Haven for a little bit too.
I think you did, yeah.
So it seems like another 6 months I was doing other things. And then Bronson had a need again, and so I went back to Bronson, and I've been there.
That's all home care, right? You didn't work inpatient at Bronson, did you?
Okay. No.
Yeah.
No.
So then, so really, for the past 10 plus years, both of us had jobs. Full-time and part-time jobs, all in the West Michigan area, which is kind of a real blessing.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Because, again, we had to be around for our kids, so...
Yep. Yeah, so we had to be within that.
In the true sense of the word, really not... Yes, we are travelers, but we're not nationwide travelers.
Right, right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what a... Yeah. Yeah, that Jessica moment was crazy when we had to figure out what to do with three of us.
Yeah.
Because they allowed one yet, right? Didn't they keep one contract?
Yeah, I think they did with Jenny, right?
I think so.
Jenny on, and then, And we did find jobs relatively. I mean, it was down to the wire, but we did find jobs, and we were back working again, so it wasn't...
Yeah, but ever since then, we've never really been out of work. Just an amazing feat. And I think
it's kind of been a roller coaster with clients. I mean, sometimes we have a ton of contracts, and all of a sudden...
Yep.
They decide they don't need it anymore, or they go a different direction, or they get a manager, or who knows what happens, but it just seems like that's pretty cyclical, that we all of a sudden are working for somebody for quite a while, and then that gets turned off.
Three or four there, and then all of a sudden they get let go. It's really cyclical how management approaches contingent staff and contract staff. It's like... You get a new wave in, and they're like, oh, this is great. And then the management changes, and they kick everybody out.
Yeah.
And people start crying because they're not going to work now. And then they get contract staff again. It's like...
Yeah. It does kind of feel like you build rapport with the people that hired you originally, and that goes really well. And then management seems to...
Yep.
That seems to be pretty cyclical, too.
Yes.
Like management comes and goes, and new management comes in, and new administration is probably what...
Right.
Really is the one that kind of kicks the contract out.
I think so,
Yeah.
Because we're not really dealing with people who really make the decisions.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I just had a thought. Do you remember those, when we were, our first office building was in Hudsonville?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, did we have like Tuesdays or Thursdays or was it Fridays? When did we meet and get Sarah's pizza?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we do our books and figure out the revenue and send out bills. Were we sending out bills or was Chris sending out bills?
Chris was maybe doing a lot of that. So, but that was probably like year three and four, right? Because years zero to two, we were in the field full time.
Yeah.
So then I think we had enough people working for us after that, or maybe it was into that third year that we were needing to be in the office a little bit more and handle things going on with contracts and work the finances a little bit and look over payroll and all that kind of stuff. So that was part of the growing pains. And I guess, you know, we've just been kind of on and off ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually when we get big enough, we probably will both be in the office full time. But
so then we moved here to Zealand in a beautiful Colonial Clock building. Was that in 2013?
I think so. Yeah, that was a good move. So.
Oh, great move. This is a great facility.
Yeah.
And we've been really blessed with some really quality employees.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Jessica's still here to this day.
Yeah. Yeah. She's our oldest running employee.
Yeah.
So,
Dan and Brian have done a bang-up job. They've been wonderful. Sally and our HR has been fantastic. Yeah.
Grace has been with us. Grace in finance and accounting, I guess.
Same as Jessica, or is she a little less than Jessica?
Just a little less. Because I think she had started off contract with us at first, like just working one day a week.
Right.
But I don't think it came on at the same time as Jessica, because Jessica was our first employee, other than Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess our encouragement is, if you wanted to do your own thing, I guess you got to be a little bit, bit courageous. But I think, you know, it's been, we've been well taken care of. It's been a good ride.
Yeah. And I guess I'd always say, if you have an interest in doing that and never try it, you'll probably always be disappointed. And I can feel that when I was working at WMR. Not that I didn't like it there. I loved it there, and met a lot of great people along the way, and management was great to us, but I always had that inkling that I wanted to try something on my own, and I'm glad we tried it.
Yeah, I am too.
Nice thing about PT is we knew there were jobs everywhere at the time that we went out, that we would find jobs. We just had to find a new home, because I don't know if West Michigan Rehab would have taken
it. Yeah, probably not. You never know.
Yeah, never know. So... yeah, but I think it's I think it's been a great journey, and I'm thrilled that we did it. And I can't imagine I have no idea where I'd be if we didn't.
And so, to that point, I'm really glad that we don't have an outpatient clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And people are probably listening, going, "What?" But we don't have to be tied to a physical location. This business could move anywhere if we wanted it to.
Yeah.
Can work from anywhere. You know, you could spend 3 months in the UP in a cabin and still be working this business.
Yep.
It's so remote. But if you have an outpatient clinic, which is great in and of itself, I mean, I can't say that because I've never owned one, but yes, you build rapport with the community and all that good stuff, but you have to be in the community and you have to be there. I mean, it just is what it is, right? So this is much more flexibility with this job.
Yep.
So,
and owning your own clinic too. I mean, I managed a clinic. I didn't own it, but managed it and got involved in the collection process, collecting co-pays and all that other kind of stuff, and collecting from insurances who denied claims, and that's its own deal in itself.
Mm-hmm. Not that we don't have collection issues either, but I mean,
We do. It's
smaller compared to what the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that to take that piece on would have taken a little bit more education too, I think. So
So I'm really, really happy with staffing. It's not a perfect world, but it gives us a lot of flexibility. We still can affect people's lives. You know, we still go to bat for the patient and the clinician all at the same time, and definitely.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
It has been. So it's been 10, almost 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm. So this November will be 11, I think.
Interesting to see what the next 11 will be.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I hope we've given you encouragement to do your own thing, whether it's your outpatient clinic or maybe something totally different. Maybe it's staffing. Maybe you want to be a recruiter. Maybe you want to be in client relations, or maybe you want to be in administration, something different, but hopefully you can follow your own dream.
Right.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
You.